Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, on this Friday morning, let's continue our conversation about Michigan's budget, which was signed by Governor Whitmer earlier this week. Joining us right now is Republican State Representative Ann Bolin. Representative Bolin, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, just a little past the deadline, but 3 weeks ago, came to an agreement on the budget. It was signed earlier this week. What are your thoughts on the budget?
Well, I think that, you know, we finalized a spending plan that was built around fiscal responsibility, government accountability, and investments in the priorities that Michigan families depend on. It's a $75.19 billion budget. It's less than last year. We continued to cut the waste in government and invest in the priorities that matter across the state.
Do you worry that it's too bare bones?
No, I'm not at all concerned about that. I think there are more areas that we can cut back on. You know, number one is the unfilled FTEs. Last year, we uncovered that there were, you know, roughly 5,000 ghost employees, which are positions that we fund, but nobody fills the seats. And we were able to eliminate 2,000.1 last year, another 250 this year. So I think there's room there. Another area is the departments have stuffed money away in what we call work projects and restricted funds. And so I think there are more opportunities to cut. But, you know, I think we're moving in the right direction, that we have a mindset that we have obligations to the taxpayers to spend wisely, make sure that we're concentrating in those things that state government's responsible for.
An increase in education funding, and given where the state of education is right now in Michigan, that's got to be a good thing, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that, you know, a lot of people are concerned that just throwing more money at the problem is not going to fix the problem. And I absolutely agree with that. So what we have are some, we've implemented some measures that, number one, are going to hold the schools accountable and the state accountable, quite frankly. Educate our kids, making sure that we're teaching kids how to read so that we climb back up from the 44th. You know, we were 10th less than 10 years ago. So that's important. Literacy supports, actually returning to phonics, teaching our teachers how to teach reading. Surprisingly enough, our state universities have not been teaching our teachers in the education curriculum how to teach reading. So these are all things, supports and also referred to as numeracy, mathematics. You know, we can't improve reading and fail in mathematics. So we got to lift our students up in all the areas that they need for the future to be successful.
Any other parts of the budget that you're particularly pleased with that that are going to help Michigan?
Well, I think that we've put in more supports and more accountability in implementing things that can cut down on the waste and fraud. In particular, Michigan has a very high, what is referred to as SNAP or food assistance error rate. And so putting things in, so one, we cut down on the waste and prevent the fraud with chip technology and the redeterminations for Medicaid as required by the federal government. And so those are going to make sure that the people who are in most need of it get the supports they need, and that we can continue with these programs. So I'm very proud of that. I think it's, you know, we're moving in that right direction, also implementing the work requirements, working a lot of assistance in the substance use disorder area. We can't just give people, you know, help them fight their addiction, then give them those supports moving onward after that. So there's a lot of things just to help people, to give them a, you know, a hand up, not just a handout.
Representative Bolin, appreciate your input. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, and
you
have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.